The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, 9:05 here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo, Joe Sebilia, joining you for this final hour as Joe had to scoot off. He's heading down to his daughter's school as he is the important person in her, the most important person in her life, which is really cool. Why are we playing Van Halen's Why Can't This Be Level on this day in rock and roll? Van Halen started a three-week run on top of the album charts with their seventh LP, 5150, their first record with Sammy Hagar, who replaced David Lee Roth, and the album went multi-platinum. They made tons of money and started a second, sort of a second act for the band after Roth was let go. But joining us now on the program, and we've got some great guests lined up for this hour, but Dr. Darren Porcher is a frequent guest of this program, retired NYPD Lieutenant Criminal Justice Professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer. Dr. Porcher, Darren, it is great to hear from you. How are you on this Friday?
I'm good, but you left out a very significant point.
What's that?
Van Halen came to me first before they went to Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar ran with the torch.
So you know what? You know what's funny?
That the listeners need to know, okay?
There's a funny story about that. Before Sammy Hagar became the lead singer for Van Halen, there was a rumor for years, and Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates actually confirmed it. Eddie Van Halen called Daryl Hall and asked him to be the lead singer first before Sammy, which is
that's
a shock.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's
not true. I was the number one guy, and then I passed. So everything else you hear is a hoax.
I love it. So, Darren, we're seeing all these protests at colleges, most importantly at Columbia University, and AOC bemoaned the fact that Columbia was mobilizing the police against their own students. Why do our politicians have such a negative view of policing?
Well, AOC's credit, she's an incompetent buffoon. So when we hear her make statements as it relates to using the police to mobilize against demonstrators at a college, it just is. It runs clear and consistent with the pathway of her inability to understand the dynamic of policing and maintaining a safe and tranquil society. So she's just doing what she normally does, and at least she's consistent. You got to give her credit for that.
Well, Dr. Porcher, this is Joe Sebilia, and doing some reading about this topic, I was shocked to read a story about an NYPD chief and some officers who were chased down the street by protesters, I believe, at NYU, and they had to take cover inside a campus building. How is it that the tables have turned so much where protesters have the power over the police? And is this because maybe of a fear within the institution of the NYPD to fight back with these protesters?
Well, Joe, I mean, the great Joe Sebilia, I hope that this information is not true. Cops being chased by demonstrators really goes against what police officers are supposed to do. You need to stand up to people in the street for the protection of the greater good, and that being the residents that reside in the city of New York. So if that did happen, I'm hopeful that the NYPD will train the officers accordingly to, when they're confronting by demonstrators, bring in the additional personnel to ensure that the surrounding personnel are safe and secure. Because if the cops are running away from these demonstrators, what's to say these demonstrators can't run amok throughout the rest of the city? I think that what's happening at these college campuses is very unfortunate. and something needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. I think we're in a state of pause, but now is the time that the gloves come off, and we need to do what's appropriate to instill a level of safety for all of those students on these college campuses. Because I think we've just kind of let this thing get out of hand.
Darren, it is interesting, though, how, like, in Princeton, they tried to set up, a protest, and immediately the university came in, swept in, and got it, under control very quickly, whereas Columbia has done the direct opposite of it. They've allowed it to fester. And the president seems to be feckless and keeps saying, "Oh, we're you have to be gone by Wednesday. Okay, you can be gone by Thursday. All right, wait, Friday, last chance." It seems like this inaction is continuing in these places, and I think a lot of people have been screaming they want to see the NYPD or maybe the state troopers or something to go in, but obviously they can't do that. It's private property. The police can only police outside of the area. So you absolutely need to have some sort of police presence on the streets in case it spills over, right?
I agree. And Al, you kind of hit it on the head. We have to understand that this is private property and police need to be brought in. However, if there's a level of unrest, I believe that the police can go in, such as a crime being committed. And from what I've heard, that there's been people attacked and things to that effect.
Right.
And the police do not need the permission from the establishment to go in if a situation like that occurs. Just going on and on and on. And I just give you an example. If you're married to a cheating wife or a cheating husband, you tell them the first time you catch them, don't do it again. Okay, fine. Next week they do the same thing over again. And then you warn them again. And it just keeps going and on.
Right.
At what point... you fool me once.
Right, okay. Shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, right.
Fool me twice, then it goes the other way. And so I think that we've gotten to a point where it's like, I believe it was last night, midnight,
right.
Or I should say this morning, midnight, they had another stand that, look, we need you guys out of here or else, and nothing has happened. So, the protesters, they're continuously doing what they're doing because there are no ramifications or repercussions for their actions because the institution is not taking the appropriate measure to remove these individuals that are the troublemakers.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Porcher, retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer, Al Gattullo and Joe Sibilia filling in for Joe, who had to take off an hour early to go spend time with his daughter. Now, Mayor Adams' new budget proposal, Darren, would provide more than $62 million to hire new NYPD officers. He's talking about having 34,000 police officers on the street by the end of the year. Why do you think the mayor has now decided to funnel more money into the NYPD?
Well, I think the mayor has identified that his strategy for public safety has been a colossal failure ever since his incumbency started. And you just have the masses that are coming back at him and telling him, hey, look, we need to feel safe. The social contract is not being upheld. So when we look at the subway system, that's been like a target-rich environment for criminals to go and victimize the ridership, it now begs the question of what's going to be done by you as the chief elected official of the city of New York, that being the mayor. I think the quickest or the easiest, or I should say the exit strategy, is to hire more cops. But I don't think that that's the solution that's needed. We need a deployment strategy that's effective and tested. And the mayor has folded to the liberal city council in the city of New York. And I think that is why we've seen crime manifest to epic proportions that we are being victimized as common New Yorkers in the city of New York. It's not just a personnel problem, but we need the deployment strategy that works.
Dr. Porcher, you mentioned the subway system and the problems that we face. Would you say that is the biggest problem area overall for the city in terms of policing and in terms of crime?
No, I think the whole city is out of control. I think just this one component, whereas, the subway is something that we hear, every day somebody's getting slashed. But at the same token, every day we hear about somebody getting shot or run over by a delivery person with a bicycle in the city. So it's just happening in all five boroughs, not just the subway system.
And Darren, the other point I wanted to make here before we let you go here, what I don't seem to understand, and you know, we've been talking about how Princeton, you know, decided, you know, go right in and take care of business, and yet you have Columbia and NYU and all these other places doing these things and just allowing it to continue to fester. This seems like the entire city. It feels like this. Like this is where I think the police have their hands tied, because they know any action they take is going to be scrutinized even so much more. I mean, I still have friends on the force who are just like, I why do I want to waste my time arresting somebody when they're going to be out 10 seconds later? I can't do my job effectively. And so a lot of them are looking to, you know, to retire and get out. And it's this perception that we don't feel safe, whether it's in the subways or on the streets or whatever. And I think that's where the mayor is miscalculating here. He keeps touting these statistics about how, oh yeah, everything's great, and you know, nothing's happening. Right, yeah. Crime is down. Crime is down. But yet,
we're living in a great place.
Right, but you walk on the street, and it doesn't feel that way. And he needs to do something about that. Agree or disagree?
I agree, and this comes back to it being a collaborative approach by the former lunatic Bill de Blasio that rescinded the qualified immunity for the police officers,
right,
which allows them to be party to a civil suit by merely doing their job, coupled with the New York State legislature putting in this bail reform requirement. So when you marry the two in, now you have a situation where you have police officers that have basically limited abilities to do their job, knowing that there's no ramifications when a person gets arrested, or they're going to be sued if they use force to arrest someone. So at what point do we realize that this is our first line of defense, that being NYPD, and I just don't believe the politicians have gotten it.
No, they haven't. Certainly they have not. Darren, thanks so much for joining us on the program as always. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alan. All the best to you and Joe.
You got it. Dr. Darren Porcher, a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer. He's not wrong here. I mean, you know,
no.
I think, you know, the police officers' hands are tied. We've seen such an uptick of crime. You know, it's a twofold effect, right? So the mayor sits there and you know, and waves the paper about all the statistics and says, you know, crime is down, murder is down, this is down, that's down. And yet we in the media are talking every day about how stores are being looted. People are being robbed. People are being sucker punched. People are walking down. They arrested a guy the other day. He assaulted like five or six women. He asked them for a dollar. If they wouldn't give it to them, he'd punch them. And what he told the cops was, well, I had to put them in their place. What is going on here? I was coming into work a week or two ago, and a guy is sitting there. As the police officers are in the Bank of America, rousing somebody who's sleeping in the vestibule there where the ATM machine is, and telling him he's got to leave, this other guy is screaming at the top of his lungs, I'm either going to get shot in New York or I'm going to get shot in L.A. I mean, you know, it's not safe. These people need help. Now, some of it, is it mental issues? Absolutely. You know, some of it is mental, and we have to be able to treat that, and we have to have compassion for those people. But where's the money from Thrive that de Blasio's wife touted about how $1 billion and they're going to be able to take care of all these problems? We have not seen that at all. Where is Mayor Adams' mental health initiatives that he's trying to get these people off the street and take care of them? And then on top of it, here's a mayor who's being assaulted. I saw a video last night on he was coming back from Miami. He was in Miami a couple of days ago for some, I forgot what it was. And some woman gets on the plane. Now, to be fair, she was a little nutty, screaming about Palestine and all this other stuff. But she's got her phone on. She gets right in the mayor's face. Are you Mayor Eric Adams? Yeah, well, bleep you. And blah, 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 blah. And she just starts going off on him. You're not taking care of your citizens and this and that. And he's, you know, sitting there stunned. I mean, he can't really do anything. And I guess somebody in his entourage got up and sort of moved the woman out of the way. But, I mean, look. I don't care what he stouts statistically, the city doesn't feel safe. And I'm telling you, there are going to be people that are going to come out and primary him next year, for sure. In his own party, forget about the Republican side of it, his own party, there are going to be people primarying him. And New Yorkers want to feel safe, they want their garbage picked up, and they want the trains to run on time. That's that. You know, those are the three things that they want. And by the way, they don't want congestion pricing either. I mean, you know, but The mayor has nothing to do with that. This is all implemented with congestion pricing with the state. But again, if they don't feel safe, I'm going to tell you right now, the man is not going to win re-election next year if he doesn't feel safe. That's really the bottom line here. All right, Joe, who do we have coming up next? Because I don't have the guest.
We have Jonathan Honig joining us.
Honig, that's right.
So he's going to talk to us about the economy and offer some financial insight. Always interesting to hear from Jonathan Honig from the Capitalist Pig
Excellent.
Hedge Fund.
Excellent. And then Mark Morgan is going to join us in the final segment of the program. Coming up on 920 here, there is still some traffic out there as well, along with protests and everything else. Debbie Duhaime has a check of traffic here. Debbie?
Hey, Al, let's see what's happening. Well, it's really busy on the Cross Bronx as usual. Westbound Cross Bronx slowing down through Castle Hill Ave, heavy right out toward the Deegan, and then heavy into the outbound George Washington Bridge. Deegan moving slowly in both directions at the Cross Bronx. We're seeing some volume on the northbound New England Thruway getting up toward the Hutch. Watch for some slowdowns over at the Whitestone Bridge and the Frog's Neck Bridge getting into Queens. We're seeing volume on the Van Wyck in both directions out through Atlantic Avenue. A lot of stop-and-go traffic here on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down through the Brooklyn Bridge. It's very busy at the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town. We're getting reports of some police department activity there right now. Watch for slowdowns on 287 South Exit 22 into Far Hills, an overturned vehicle, and 57 closed in Phillipsburg over in Warren County. Car into a building. Sunny today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lynn. Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP.
Hugh Hewitt sees things out of control.
Thousands of extremist left-wingers chanting in favor of Hamas, blocking Jewish students from entering buildings. And where is the president denouncing anti-Semitism in America? I've never seen anything like this. I've been on the air since 1990. I'm 68 years old. I've never seen in America Jews afraid to be Jews. And now they are.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6. On AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
The symptoms associated with inflammatory bowel disease may vary. Symptoms of ulcerative colitis are typically bloody diarrhea with severe urgency and an incomplete sense of evacuation of stool after a bowel movement. In Crohn's, patients may result in diarrhea or constipation even, but often present with abdominal pain, intestinal blockages that are associated with nausea and vomiting. Sometimes an abnormal connection known as a fistula can develop between the intestine and another organ, leading to infections or other abscesses.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
All right, 9:24 coming up on 9:25 here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo and Joe Sebelia sitting in for Joe, who is off this hour here. He will be back on Monday morning. You know what I get tired of, Joe, before we get to our guest, Jonathan Honig, of the daytime talk, you know, the talk shows, news, whatever. They always, in this 9 o'clock hour, they're always showing food. And since I'm fat and I'm always hungry, Fox 5, they got all these pretzels on. CBS 2 had, you know, steak or whatever. I'm starving now.
And this is why I'm glad my back faces the TV, because, see, you eat before the show starts.
Right,
you normally
correct.
Have breakfast. I do not. I wait till after the show to eat. Yeah. So I'm even hungrier, if you can believe that.
I don't like it. Anyway, Jonathan Honig joins us now, portfolio manager at Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund, LLC, and a Fox News contributor. Jonathan, it's Al Gattulo and Joe Sebelia. How are you on this Friday?
Hey, Al. Great to be with you this morning. Hey, Joe. I wonder, Al, you know, once you see how much breakfast costs, maybe you lose some of your appetite now. I mean, I don't know, you could be paying $10 for a bagel pretty soon, the way this seems to be going with inflation in this country these days.
I see it in my grocery bill every week when my wife and I go food shopping. It's just unbelievable from now to what it was, you know, even 4 years ago. It's unbelievable. So, Jonathan, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 1.6% in the first quarter, slower than expected. Is this still considered a healthy economy?
Yeah, I mean, we've got kind of two pretty ugly data points this week, gents. One is the GDP, which you just mentioned, way behind growth forecasts. Most people have been expecting somewhere between 2.2 and 2.5%, as you said, just trudging along there at 1.6%, way down from where it was in previous eras, certainly previous presidential eras. Even more worrisome, probably, is the number we got yesterday, and that's that what they call the PCE number. It's an inflation number, and actually, Joe and Alec came in hotter than expected. So we kind of got a double dose of ugly economic numbers this week, an economy slower than we had expected, and inflation hotter than we expected. And, you know, many, even people like Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan, they're expecting things to be not so dissimilar than they were in the 1970s. You remember the term stagflation,
right?
Slowing economy, high inflation. I'm not a Cassandra, but we got two data points this week that suggest exactly that.
Yeah, and it's funny. Jamie Dimon has been sounding the bell that this is going to be worse than what it actually is. I mean, is he sort of spot on about this right now?
And look, back when Janet Yellen and others in the administration were saying, "Oh, inflation's just transitory. This is just a blip on the screen." I mean, Jamie Dimon has been pretty headfast, and I have to say, I think probably not unlike those of us over at Fox Business, it's not red or blue for him. It is all about green. It's all about money, and you know, he's been forecasting, gents, that inflation is not only going to keep up, but we could actually see interest rates now south of 5% go as high as 8%, if you can imagine that. So, I mean, he's been pretty nervous about the economy, and a lot of the data is starting to bear that out, despite the happy talk from D.C.,
Jonathan, this is Joe Sebelia here with Al Gattulo. I see your email every week. You send out a great email with all different financial stories. And one that really caught my eye was about Elon Musk. So he apparently has been touting the concept of a Tesla robo-taxi. How would this impact rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft and their drivers in the long run? Do you think that this technology could eventually supplant these services altogether?
Yeah, but this is part of what, Joe, helped the stock of Tesla pop about 10% this week. It was some of this plan from Elon Musk. Now, he's talked about this for quite some time. He said this week that Tesla is finally going to put the auto into automobile. He's talking about that full self-driving capability of Tesla. And what he's basically planning is the ability for you to purchase a Tesla, go home, watch a movie or have dinner. Meanwhile, your car is out driving rideshare for you. It's literally making you money, driving people around on self-driving mode while you're, you know, at a movie, walking around, having dinner with your family. Pretty ambitious. But then again, you think, Elon Musk seems like, you know, kind of an eccentric guy. Remember, this is the guy who got a rocket to be able to blast off and land right back there at the exact spot in the ocean where it took off from. So he's proven himself before, and that's that excitement over exactly that, Joe, that robo-taxi, making you money in your own car while you're not even driving it, is part of what investors are so excited about.
See, my problem, Jonathan, is I don't know if I'm walking out of a bar and I'm getting in a car and there's no driver in it. I don't know if I'm going to be that comfortable getting driven home. I don't know. It almost reminds me of?
I got to say, I mean, I agree with you, but think about it. It wasn't even maybe 20 years ago. Remember, many of us used to say, oh, I'm not comfortable putting my credit card on the internet.
Yep. No, that's true. That's a fair point. It just reminds me of Total Recall, the original with Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the remake that they had with Colin Farrell. It just reminds me of that. I don't know.
We're living in a space age.
We're talking with Jonathan Honing, portfolio manager at Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund LLC and a Fox News contributor. So, Jonathan, there was a survey released by AARP this week that showed 1 in 4 adults over 50, I happen to be one of them, who are not yet retired, don't expect to ever retire. Do you think that it is becoming impossible for people to retire?
This is what's so frustrating about inflation. And it's not a Wall Street issue with spreadsheets and numbers. This is a real Main Street issue. And, you know, we've got so many Americans who have zero retirement savings, and inflation is making it even more difficult. I mean, as you said, you've got a quarter of people over 50 who have zero retirement savings whatsoever. And inflation makes it that's more difficult. And of course, higher taxes makes it much more difficult as well. I mean, even this week, we've got Biden floating ideas for a wealth tax, literally a wealth tax on high net worth earners. It's not going to help job creation in the least bit. So, you know, what we need is economic freedom. What we need is lower taxes, lower regulation. In fact, that's what Jimmy Carter did in the late 1970s. So I'm deathly worried about many of these older Americans. But, you know, it's never too late to start. I think people can pull themselves out of a hole, but it's not easy. And all those factors make it much more difficult.
No, I mean, I agree with you because, you know, my wife and I mean, we're both over the age of 50. We have some savings. We have 401k plans and we've, you know, religiously put money into them. And we have some bills. But when when we were actually just going over our bills a couple of weeks ago, and our debt is not as much as what I've seen, you know, some people's debt, you know, 20, 30, you know, 40,000 discounting, you know, owning a house and et cetera, but just, you know, credit card bills and things of that nature. We're in a much better position, you know, from a financial standpoint to pay those bills off. And we have been, you know, selective of, all right, do we really need to make this big purchase? We should, you know, hold back a little bit just in case there's a downturn in the economy. Because I feel like the way it was in 2008, 2009, when we had that housing bubble burst, I feel like something like that is going to be coming, maybe not in the housing sector, maybe it's financial, whatever, where there's that burst there where you, you know, we need to hold on to our money. I think that's a real concern. But I have to admit, Jonathan, I'm over the age of 50. I love my job. I don't think I'll ever retire unless somebody tells me, all right, you know, it's time to go out to pasture. My wife would retire tomorrow if she could. So, I mean, I do think it's apples to oranges, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We get a great value out of working, self-esteem, not to mention income, but good for you for having what so many Americans do not have, which is, by and large, your financial house in order. You know, that ARP survey said that a third of older Americans, guys like us over 50, have a credit card balance of over $10,000. 10% have a credit card balance of $20,000. So, look, for all of our listeners, it's not flashy like cryptocurrency, but a great goal this year is simply to pull yourself out of that credit card debt, stop paying 20% to Visa and MasterCard, and maybe start earning 5 or 6% in the stock market or even in a savings. Now is the time to do that before, as you said, Joe, times get difficult and the tide turns, because you know that it will.
Yeah, 100%. Jonathan, great stuff from you today. We really appreciate you coming on the program. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Be well. Best to our audience.
All right. Thank you so much. Jonathan Honing, portfolio manager at Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund, LLC, and a Fox News contributor. I tell you, some good stuff. And that AARP study, very interesting. I mean, look, I think I'm one of the fortunate people, Joe, where I do enjoy my job and I enjoy what I do. I've never considered this really work. I go in every day and I have fun with people for 4 hours and, you know, and then I go home and, you know, whatever. And then my day begins, right? There are a lot of people who work a 9-to-5 job or shift work or whatever it is. And, you know, they hate their job. And so when they get older, they get bitter and more frustrated that, you know, things haven't broke their way, or they blame people or this and that. You know, it is surprising to know that people have credit card debt, $20,000, $40,000. I can't even fathom that. No, I mean...
But I also can't even fathom the concept of retirement because I'm only 28. I'm so young. It seems so far off in the future. But, you know, I try and keep that in mind. You know, I got to start preparing now.
Well, that's the thing.
It's going to creep up on me.
My wife and I started late, you know, in saving money. But, you know, my wife is very good at saving money. I am not as good, but I am much better now over the last 10, 15 years where, you know, I pay my bills down. I don't spend, you know, extravagant. Yes, do I go to a lot of concerts? Do I do a lot of things? Yes, but I try to do them within my means. I won't pay, you know, a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, I have friends, they want front row seats. They have no problem batting an eyelash at $2,000 to sit in the front row of a concert. I don't need to do that. I don't need to fly away somewhere, you know, every couple of weeks. Do I like going on vacation? Do I like having time off? Absolutely. But do I need to spend money where I'm fiscally not responsible with my money? No. I mean, I try to live within my means. That's part of the problem with you know, some Americans over the age of 50. They spend as if, you know what, I don't care. I want to spend it all. I'll give you real quick before we break. My father-in-law, who made money, who worked, spent every dime of his money. As soon as he got it, he spent it. And that's how he wanted to live his life. If he wanted to do something, he did it. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, she saved her money. And she didn't work. She got money from my father-in-law, and she saved her money, and then, you know, Social Security and all that other stuff. And she had, you know, quite a little nest egg, you know, at the end that she had saved, that she had put together for so many years. My mom was very diligent about saving money. I think the younger generation doesn't understand that or doesn't want to. They want to just live their life, as the song says, like there's no tomorrow.
And there's a healthy balance, too. I mean,
yes,
obviously,
you can,
there's
right.
room to have fun and there's room to enjoy you know, the money that you've earned, but you also have to be responsible. Consider you don't know what's going to come health-wise for you down the road or financially.
Exactly right. You can have fun and still be responsible. And that's the other thing. It's about what the mishaps when they happen. Do you have the financial wherewithal to take care of those things?
I learned that with my hand.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Believe me. I
even with health insurance, it still costs you money. That's
absolutely.
The thing. Health insurance is not the you know, the elixir that fixes every single thing. You still have to pay money out of pocket. All right. Coming up next, Mark Morgan, going to talk border and lots of other stuff. But first, it's time for the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
All right, 52 and sunny at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Central Park's Summer Stage announcing its lineup for the summer season. Golden Globe winner and Academy Award nominee Andrea Day will be kicking things off on June 1st. The Outdoor Festival brings 85 free and benefit shows to Central Park and across the five boroughs, featuring all music genres. Meantime, other performers this summer include The Counting Crows, The Roots, T-Pain, Kim Gordon, as well as Boy George and Squeeze in September. Summer Stage also takes place at Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem, Tompkins Square Park in the East Village, the Coney Island Amphitheater, and Flushing Meadows Corona Park in Queens. This marks the 38th season for the festival. Former President Trump back in New York City court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors once again hearing testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who gave details this week on how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election. It comes as the judge in the case said he'll consider four other Trump gag order violations being alleged by the prosecution, while he still has yet to rule on other violations allegedly committed by the former president. Trump faces felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged affair. In sports, Knicks dropped their first game of the postseason. They fell to the 76ers 125-114 in Game 3. Islanders are on the brink of elimination. They lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. Athletics beat the Yankees 3-1. The Mets were off. They'll open up a series against the Cardinals tonight at Citi Field. And the NFL draft began last night. Giants with the 6th pick selected LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. The Jets also added to their offense in the first round. They made a trade with the Minnesota Vikings, flipping picks and the Gangrene selecting Penn State offensive tackle Olufashinu with the 11th pick. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking rules in effect. Watch for a closure here on 22 at Confederate Drive up in Dover Plains in Dutchess County. Really serious accident. Everything subject to closure. We're seeing some volume here on 287 southbound as you get down through Pompton Lakes with some ongoing construction work. And then it looks like an accident being cleared on 287 south by exit 22 into Far Hills. Overturned vehicle over there. Watch for slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Cross Bronx. It's very busy westbound as you head from the Bruckner into the outbound George Washington Bridge. Watch for slowdowns as well as you take it out to the Throgs Neck Bridge, getting into Queens. Van Wyck North slowing down up through Atlantic Ave. You're slowing down on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up and out toward the area of 39th. More volume eastbound BQE up toward Atlantic Ave. Brooklyn Bridge, heavy traffic getting into town. Partly cloudy today with a high of 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We want you to try Relief Factor, please. It's a natural way to fight pain. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain, 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit, and nearly 70% of them go on to order more. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95. Comes with Relief Factor's Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. You got to give it a try. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. When you feel the difference, you know it works. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970. The Answer.
.943 here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. See, this, Joe Sebelius, is a band, Heart, that I would love to go and see again. Unfortunately, the ticket prices are so obscene that I won't pay the kind of money that they want.
In general, I think ticket prices for concerts these days, quite frankly, are way too expensive.
But I'll tell you what, if you search around, you find the right ones. I'm going to go see the record company again in Bethlehem at the Music Fest. That's
a lot of fun because I grew up out there. I've been there many, many times, and that's always a good time.
Guess how much I'm paying for tickets?
How much?
$32.
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm talking about.
But what's nice about music fest is there are a lot of free shows as well for smaller groups and smaller bands, and they're just as entertaining as some of the bigger names that they attract.
You are quite correct, sir. All right, joining us now on the Joe Piscopo Show, Joe had to take the final hour off. He's spending time with his youngest daughter. At an event at her school. Mark Morgan, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Borders Protection. Mark, thanks as always for joining us on this Friday. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me this morning.
So an Axios poll, Mark, shows half of Americans would support mass deportation of undocumented immigrants. Why do you think the tide is turning in this direction on this issue?
Well, I think for the past 3 years, this president, obviously being led by Secretary Mayorkas, the level of chaos and lawlessness at our borders, it's got to a point that's so bad that anyone that's remotely intellectually honest can no longer deny what's happening. I just think it's gotten that bad that Americans across the country are finally waking up, are finally understanding the magnitude of the crisis, and I think more importantly, is that what happens at the border doesn't stay at the border. I think for the past 3 years, there's been a higher degree of education awareness, in part thanks to what you guys do and what Joe does, right, of getting the truth in education and really making what's happening for people to understand how it impacts, how the drugs coming across make their way to every town, city, and state, how the criminal aliens make their way to every town, city, and state, as well as the national security threat. So I really think it's an awakening throughout the country.
Mark, this is Joe Sibilia here with Al Gattulo this morning. You know, we hear so much about the migrant crisis and its impact on cities like New York and other cities around the country, obviously. How exactly is the migrant crisis impacting America's heartland, the Midwest? And is it the same impact that we've seen in a city like New York?
Yeah, look, there's always degrees of everything, but here, this is such a great question, and I think, Al, goes back to your question of why people are seeing what we're seeing in the polls of why they're supporting mass deportations, for example, is because people are seeing that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, D.C., New York, or in the Midwest, in the heartland, everybody is having impacts. And again, like for example, the issue with methamphetamine, the issue with fentanyl across the country. We know last year 112,000 Americans died from drug overdose and fentanyl poisoning. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter whether you're from New York City, Los Angeles, or from Missouri. There are fentanyl poisonings happening every single day in every single city and every single state along this country. And as far as in those individuals that are coming across our country, the gotaways that we know among them are some hardcore violent criminals. They're not just going to a couple of cities. They're going to every town, city, and state throughout this country. And the other issue that I'll talk about, too, is the financial cost. Right now, this is costing taxpayers about $490 billion. That's $500 billion. Guess what? It doesn't matter where you're at. Any taxpayer in this country is footing the bill for illegal immigration.
We're talking with Mark Morgan, visiting fellow with the Heritage Foundation, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia sitting in for Joe is off this final hour. He'll be back on Monday. Mark, you're not wrong here. I think Americans and American taxpayers are fed up that it seems as though the president is feckless here and has done nothing when he certainly can do stuff without having to, you know, have Congress intervene here. He could simply close the border and come in the right way. And I think that Americans don't have an issue with people wanting to come into this country as long as they do it the right way. We've been taught for years about how our parents or grandparents or whomever that came to this country and did it right came to Ellis Island. And they were told, you know, these are the steps that you need to do in order to come into this country. It seems as though the president has just said, look, the border's open. Come on in. We'll take care of you. And then in places, even here in New York City, where immigrants are getting treated better than homeless in the street, veterans who serve this country, And I think the majority of Americans are fed up now. They're like, hey, wait a second. What is going on here? We had the mayor of New York City a couple weeks ago was at a town hall meeting in Harlem, and a Harlem resident went after him and said, look, you are not doing what you are supposed to be doing to protect Harlem. You are giving these people who are illegal, and we don't want them here, you're giving them more than what we are getting. This is not right. It needs to stop. So without the proper funding to take care of things at the border, where do you see this border crisis headed?
Well, first of all, I mean it sincerely. You just said it better than I could have. I wish that they really need to take your clip and push it out, because everything you said is spot on. Look, and this Joe and I, for 3 years we've been talking about, this isn't about welcoming people that come here legally, right? As you said, I'm all for, I don't know a single person that is a strong border hawk like me that isn't also supportive of legal immigration. And you know what? The process, could it be easier? Yes, but it shouldn't be. There should be some difficulty in that, because the prize at the end of the day is to become a citizen. And part of the goal is for you to actually assimilate and pledge allegiance to this country. That's part of the process. What we're talking about is illegal immigration. And then what we're talking about is the impact that illegal immigration has on our ability to secure our border. That's the issue. And when you have millions, and I mean 9.2 million illegal aliens encountered at our borders in 38 months, you literally have pulled resources off the front line. You relegated them to administrative duties to process and release. You handed operational control of our borders to the cartels so that they could push drugs, criminals, and national security threats into our country. This is what this is about. This is not about legal immigration. This is about illegal immigration and the downstream negative effects it has on our ability to secure, protect, and defend our borders, which means our country as well.
Mark, I'm going to leave it right there. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the Joe Piscopo Show. We do appreciate it. Have a great weekend and continue the fight for this, because this is so very important here in the United States.
You bet. You too. Thanks.
All right. Mark Morgan, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Look, again, we're both saying it. We're not adverse to people coming to this country legally, but 9 million illegal people, even if that number isn't true and it's half of that, even if it's, let's say it's 4.5 million, that's still 4.5 million people in this country that are illegal.
I
want to go out on a positive note. I'm just going to leave it. It's, again, the fact that Mayor Adams' constituents are going after him and saying, you are doing more for people who are here illegally than people who are here legally and need help. That has to stop. All right, 9:51 here on the Joe Piscopo Show. We're going to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes. But first, a final look at traffic with Debbie Duhaime. Debbie?
Thanks, Alan. Good morning, Joe. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Let's go out to 22 up in Dover Plains. Everything closed by Confederate Drive. Really serious accident over there. We're seeing delays still as you head to the Cross Bronx. It's busy westbound on the Cross Bronx, Castle Hill Ave, out toward the Deegan and in toward the outbound George Washington Bridge. The inbound GWB waiting about 15 to 20. And over at the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's light. So is the Holland. Just some volume here on Tunnelly Ave getting down toward County Road, getting down from Caucus into Jersey City. Watch for delays eastbound side of the BQE up toward Atlantic Ave, Brooklyn Bridge, heavy traffic into town. Eastbound LIE on the brakes into Kew Gardens. You're kind of busy on the westbound side of the LIE out by the Clearview. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down by Jamaica Ave. I see volume here on the eastbound belt. Looks like some construction here as you get out toward the area of Knapp Street. And watch for delays on 287 South through Pompton Lakes with construction. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brent, I don't know what you're facing today, but I'm sure it's pretty good by comparison. If you're within the sound of Kevin McCullough's voice, you probably have a place to sleep tonight, food in your refrigerator, even an air-conditioned or heated apartment or home to live in. But for the people that Food for the Poor reaches on a daily basis, these concepts are much more luxurious than necessity. It's very interesting to understand the difference in the mindset when you don't need to go to the store every day because you have a refrigerator that keeps your food fresh. And yet the mother that is reached by Food for the Poor may not even be able to feed her child that day. That's why your gift right now makes such a huge difference. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Freeze warnings mainly for the distant northern and western suburbs as well as eastern Long Island, and the nearer suburbs do have frost advisories. After that is done with, we're going to be dealing with sunshine and blue skies, a high of 62, clear overnight 44, and then morning sunshine fades behind clouds with showers late in the afternoon Saturday 61. Once the showers end Sunday, we're left with more clouds than sunshine, a high of 74. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970 The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
9:56 here on the Joe Piscopo Show on a Friday. Remember the band Oasis? Don't look back in anger. That's from What's the Story, Morning Glory, back in 1995 when I was a fine young pup of 25 years old. Just couple of years younger than you are now, Mr.
Yeah, that's right. I feel too long.
Have you seen this story? I saw this on Twitter today, and I posted this. This is unbelievable. There is a pair of jeans. They're sold out, by the way. They're sold out. There's a pair of jeans that is being marketed right now that have a design on the front of them that makes it look like you wet your pants.
What?
Do you know how much they're going for?
Oh, probably some insane amount of money. I'm going to guess $150.
Oh, no. You're so far off, you couldn't even get like a small piece of the denim for that money.
What?
They are going for $811. They're on sale in somewhere on a link I'm not going to click. There's a lighter wash of it on sale for $608.
Who comes up with this stuff? And
for morons,
that matter,
morons.
Who came up with the trend of the pre-ripped jeans?
That's what I don't mind. The pre-ripped jean thing, I don't mind. That's not the biggest deal. But why would you spend $800 to buy a pair of jeans that look like you wet your pants in them? And they're sold out, by the way, which just is further proof that that younger people are idiots. Not you, Josephilia,
but
not the people in this room, but a lot of younger people are idiots.
That's fiscal responsibility we were talking about.
$800! $800. The most I've ever spent on a pair of jeans in my life is about $80. That's it. $800. Have me committed if I did that. My goodness. All right. Thanks to everybody who joined us on the program this morning. Joe Piscopo will be back on Monday at 6 a.m. Mike Gallagher is coming up next. My beer show is on 11 o'clock on Sunday night on my birthday, and I am off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. So, Mr. Sebelia, have a great weekend. I will rejoin you on
birthday.
Thursday. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. Again, Mike Gallagher is next. This has been the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
53 and sunny at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Fleet Week returning to New York City. Details have been announced on which ships will be in town. The list includes two Navy ships, three Coast Guard vessels, and the amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan. The Bataan will be open for public tours on Pier 88 only on Saturday, May 25th. Tours of other ships will be at Pier 86 and at Homeport Pier on Staten Island from May 23rd through Memorial Day, May 27th. The number of aftershocks from the magnitude 4.8 earthquake that rattled New Jersey April 5th has risen to 134, but they are becoming less frequent. Researchers recorded 22 aftershocks over the weekend, but since then, they've dwindled each day. Yesterday, just one registered by early afternoon, and that magnitude 1 quake occurred in Hunterdon County. Wall Street opening higher on the back of strong earnings from Alphabet and Microsoft. Stocks rose following a losing day for markets after disappointing data on the economy and inflation. Figures out this morning show the March Personal Consumption Index increased 2.8% from a year ago. At the opening bell, the major averages trading higher, the tech-heavy NASDAQ up more than 1%. In sports, Knicks lost to the 76ers in Game 3. Islanders lost to the Hurricanes. The Athletics beat the Yankees. The Giants picked wide receiver Malik Nabers from LSU. The Jets picked offensive tackle Olu Fashanu with the 11th pick. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. Al Gattulo, AM 9.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.